This morning we're working on a yoga nidra. One of the things with yoga nidra, you want to find a very comfortable physical place for you. It could be as simple as lying just flat on your back in Shavasana on your yoga mat. You might want a gentle prop or two, that's also okay. Today what we're using is we have a rolled up yoga mat along the spine, just from the lumbar all the way up through the crown of the head, with a little extra pillow or a cushion, a slight cushion, extra cushion underneath the head itself. But the body is essentially lateral to the earth, with just a little bit of enough to give a slight heart opening. And then we have the legs bent with the calves resting on a chair. So the thighs are vertical, perpendicular to the earth, and then the calves and heels and feet are just resting on the seat cover of a chair. And that's the position we're using for our yoga nidra today. You can decide how you'd like to be. And as always, we start with just our breath. Long, slow respirations. Yoga, as we know, means union, merging two into one. Often people think it means merging body and mind, but it's really just taking one's unit existence and getting it in parallel flow with cosmic existence, so that ultimately that unit can make that great merger in cosmic. That's the idea. And nidra itself means, literally means sleep. But yoga nidra is a deep, deep relaxation, a state that beyond sleep, it's not sleep itself, but a state of deep inner awareness and release. So we're going to work from body awareness and relaxation to psychic awareness, and ultimately making a psychic retreat. Just bring your awareness or your mind to the soles of the feet. You can either breathe into that space or use your mind to relax your feet. You have to experiment a little bit, but the idea is just to disengage those muscles. So from the tip of each toe through the sole of the foot, just letting everything come into a place of ease, of disengagement. We're working with both feet simultaneously. And then we're just going to move right up through the lower leg. You can feel like you're cleaning, purifying, relaxing, releasing anything that hits home with you as you move through those points. We always have to remember that the mind has the ability to heal, because the physical body undergoes the vibrations that the mind creates. A lot of our experience in life is like that. We think nervous, muscles tighten up. And when we think a sense of ease, when the mind is comfortable, then that changes all the physical reactions, the glandular reactions, the muscular reactions to the physical body. So just by drawing our mind into a comfortable place and moving through those points, we can start to bring those places to place of comfort. So I'm just going to give you some time, because I was talking. Go from the tips of the toes up through the knee and just work. Use your mind to cleanse and purify that area. And then expand it up to the hip. Have breath through that low belly. Nice soft breath, gentle presence. And up through that heart region. And now through the shoulders and down through each arm, elbow, wrist, palms, fingers. And pay special attention to the hand itself. The hand represents a lot of our thought patterns and holds a lot of tension. Let's get very pleasant, slow breaths into each palm, letting them release. And then as we retreat out from those limbs, we move up and down through the neck, that all-important, very delicate sense. It is a bridge between body and mind. I mean, the last chakra, the fifth chakra point, is the last chakra that's related with the physical body, and that's right at the throat. It's known as the Vishuddha chakra. In fact, let's just draw our point, our sense of presence, to that Vishuddha chakra right at the throat. There are two main vrittis or tendencies related with that. One is vish, which means poison, and one is amrit, which means nectar. And we want to create a very sentient, soft, loving, compassionate feeling so that everything that we emanate through that whole throat region is just full of nectar, sweet nectar, filling our own whole speech process in the world. We just fill with nectar with our voice. So breathe into that place. And then bring your awareness to the very tip of the nose. And let's let that whole facade of the face relax, disengage. And we're not just relaxing all the tiny small muscles of the face, but we're wiping away that mask, that sense of external presentation that we display to the world. Everybody does it to some or more degree. We want that entire mask to dissipate. And on the inhale, just embrace our most sincere self, our truest self. And as we leave behind the outer echelons of our physical experience, we start to retreat inwards to the mind. Let's just first take a few deep breaths as if our whole physical and mental body is just breathing in perfect harmony. Every cell dancing with every respiration. And we're not just breathing in one isolated place, we're breathing with the stars, the mountains, the the sea, the constellations, with the whole cosmic family. This is just nice, a sweet rhythmic flow inside and out with every respiration. And we start deepening into the more refined aspects of mind. Just watch the ego shed itself little by little. Ego is something very superficial. It's a kind of boundaries that we create of who we think we are. And that ego is gives us a lot of problem. Just let that ego relax. Just say, ego, take holiday. And let your mental boundary expand across the land and sea and space and time. Ultimately, as humans, we are boundless. So why not embrace that aspect? It comes naturally. Indeed, that shedding of the ego gives us a lot of relief. It lightens our load. As humans, we carry a lot of baggage. In Sanskrit, they'd call that sanskara, or reactive momenta. And now is the time just to let that all let go. And we let that go by letting our own unit identity start to link up with something greater. It's as if we can tie our small boat onto one very great vast vessel. We no longer need to use our arms and to row, but we just float along effortlessly with the greater cosmic tide, finding safety in that large vessel. So just find that inner shelter. That inner home. That place where you can finally say, I found my place to rest. Safe, secure, sheltered. Perfect. And in that psycho-spiritual realm, we deepen into our yoga nidra. Where every respiration takes us into a refined space or sanctity. We get that great deep cleansing and purity. So journey on deeper and deeper within.